Hey everyone, my name is Philip Hernandez, the creative director and entertainment writer for Black Town TV, and I am your host for today's episode of Look Who's Next podcast. For those who don't know, the Look Who's Next podcast is all about engaging conversations with influential people in the entertainment business. On today's episode of Look Who's Next podcast, we have Yamoria Wright. She is an award-winning actor, director, and writer who lives in Brooklyn, New York, by way of San Jose, California. Her impressive resume includes the web series Hashtag Love My Roomie, which she created and stars in, Pillow Talk, which is the spinoff of the Emmy-nominated web series Tough Love, Opportunity, a play performed at the Ryan Theater's Strawberry One Act Festival, in which she also won Best Actress, and much more. Hi, Yamoria. Thank you so much for doing today's episode of Look Who's Next.
Thank you.
Of course. All right, so I'm just going to go right into it. What was the first movie, TV show, or theater production that you saw that made you instantly want to become an actress?
Grease. It was Grease. It was. Tell me more. Yes, it was Grease.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Watching Grease as a little girl.
All right.
That's what I remember. I remember, like, I have vivid memories of watching Grease and just being, like, in awe of it. And of what those people were doing on stage, or not on stage, on film, but singing, and then knowing that it was called a musical, like, I fell in love with it. It was so cool to me.
Wow, that's great. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next question I have is, what is your dream role and or project?
Oh, my dream role and or project? That's a great question. My dream role would be to, I don't have a dream role, like on stage, I guess. Yeah, I don't have a dream role on stage. But my dream, like, project or idea is to be able to produce something with financial support, and to be able to act in it. Not necessarily direct it, but to be able to produce and to act in something would be amazing for theater. On film or television, I would like to, I would be fine also producing and acting in something, maybe directing an episode or two of something that I'm in. But I think my dream is just to always stay involved in all of my artistic, you know, pursuits. I never want one to necessarily, there's some years where one might lead, but I want to be able to always do them all, if that makes sense.
Very nice. I like that answer. So, Love My Roomie. I know you're still in the process of doing season two. What would you say is going to be the biggest difference from season one to season two?
Well, so I'll tell you about this. Last year I hired someone to help rebrand the series of the colors, all of that, like the style of the fonts, all that stuff, a brand management. So in that process, I decided to make this the actual season one, and that what we once thought of as season one is called Love My Roomie Digital Shorts. Okay. Because it's very different. It's just different all around cinematically. It was really just created to be, you know, some behind the scenes stories for a crowdfunding campaign. So it just, I really wanted to distinguish that, because people always said, oh, where's season one? And I didn't know how to have that conversation of, well, it's really different and it wasn't really a season. It was just like me playing around. And so I call that the digital shorts or digital sketch show, because really what it was very much like a sketch show And then from that, the full series is now out. But they're still different. And how do I think they're going to differ? I mean, they couldn't be any more different. I don't really even know where to start. Have you seen some of it yet? Have you seen it at any festival?
Yes, I have. I have seen, I saw a little bit, but I think I saw a full, I think I saw the first two episodes. I think you sent me. And
okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I loved it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So then what has been your favorite scene to film of this new phase?
Oh, don't get me started. Well, so it's crazy. We just wrapped this past weekend, or Monday. Is it 3 days ago? What is this, Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday, great.
So we wrapped. So my favorite thing to film was I brought in this gentleman, Sam, as a steady cam operator. So I had a larger film crew because then I had my cinematographer, DP Carl, and then I had my first AD. And Sam was a steady cam operator. And we filmed a bunch of scenes continuous, just like you would with steady cam. And it looks phenomenal. It's amazing. It's so fun to watch. And we had challenges. Originally, it wasn't supposed to be filmed the way that we did, but I accidentally double booked with World Pride, so it was really busy downstairs in the bar, and we couldn't be that couldn't have that noise bleed up to us where we were filming upstairs. So there was a room, though, which is really gorgeous, that I was always going to film it, but I wasn't going to film all of the scenes and the moments in there, but I ended up doing that, and it just looks amazing.
Oh, that's nice. Really
does. Yeah.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, so for those who haven't seen Love My Roomie and they're going to see the new phase, what are three things they can expect?
Three things that I what?
What are three things that a new viewer can expect?
Oh, man. Okay. Three things. Well, I'll name the three things. Giselle, Yasmin. You can expect to go on an adventure. You can expect to be surprised by the very end. You will be surprised by the very end. You can expect to be moved, I think, and conflicted. But a lot of surprise. I spoke with someone a couple of minutes ago. She said, you know, the pilot, originally when I wrote this in 2017, I wrote it so that it would be, 30 minute show to pitch for distribution, and then I continued to film more scenes last year through this year. So it was and now it feels full and episodic and it's dwelling. And so there are some moments where you're like, well, boy, I would have wished I knew more about this person sooner, but that's just not how the story was originally structured. So any new scenes I wrote really address those concerns, but I think people can expect be surprised by some things. And I think it's gonna move really fast. I don't think it's gonna be a long season, actually.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So from Love My Roomie, we're gonna go into Pillow Talk. So how did you get involved in Pillow Talk? Because it was a surprise to me, and you and I was surprised to see you, but how did you get involved in that?
Yeah, well, with Pillow Talk, I auditioned. I had not auditioned at that point. That audition was in May of last year. And at that point, I had not auditioned for anything in over a year. I think it had been like, 15 months or something since I had auditioned. And I decided to go ahead and do it. And I got called back for a different role. And then I ended up ultimately getting cast as Mia. And it was always the first thing I auditioned for outside of like for a year. And it turned out really well for me. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
yeah,
your character is Mia. And I just want to know, what is one personality trait about Mia that you wish you had? And what's one personality trait about her that you are happy you don't have?
that I wish I had about Mia. I wish that I had as much innocence almost as she has about people. Like I'm in real life, if I were in that situation with Lyric and Dre at the park, I would have known something was up like immediately. But Mia, like, registered it. They're like, no, 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 no. They're, you know what I'm saying? So, but I think that gives Mia this kind of, like, it makes her kind of an annoying little sister, but it really, she has like a certain innocence and naivete about and the way the world works. And I think sometimes that's nice because you can just kind of enjoy things without second guessing or side eyeing. What I'm glad I do not have, however, is the theme of that, which is the desperation for love and acceptance to the point where she basically will buy it. You know, I'm happy that I do not have that.
Yeah, well, as Thomas, the writer from Unconditional Love, said in his mm-hmm. story, you're desperate.
Yes, so he's so funny.
I couldn't say
so love. Funny.
Oh my god. Okay, if there is a season two, do you think mm-hmm. Mia will be back? And if so, where do you see her?
If there's a season two, I would love for Mia to be back because I would love to continue in with the show. But I don't know if the story calls for that or where the story's going. But if Mia were to return, I'd like Mia to be like, you know, have her stuff together. Like, Mia's popping, Mia's chilling. Mia's a little more confident and maybe ends up, you know, on the flip, somehow help Lyric out. I don't know. I think it would be interesting. But I would like to see Mia, like, have it together. Maybe pass Lyric and Dre at a restaurant, and Lyric looks at Mia, and Dre looks at me. Then all of a sudden, Mia's man sits down in front of her, and they're like, oh, snap. Something like that.
Yeah. So I have a question, too. So I've seen some of the characters you play, like, was it different to play Mia? Just because I know in the last few episodes, Mia was not a fan of the favorite. There were people that really were not happy with her, especially what she was doing to Lyric. And I know you got a few messages from people that were like, you're so mean or whatever, but was it really different to play her?
It was different because I really liked playing her, and I don't approach any character I write or embody with judgment because it inhibits, you know, being honest. So I really felt, you know, for me, like, I loved her. I had to make her real. I had to empathize with her. And I had to really center her point of view. So I was definitely, you know, a little bit like, dang, like, nobody sees her point of view. Jeez, you know, like, nobody gets, you know, why she feels so upset. But it doesn't, you know, I don't take it personally. I think it's fun. I think it's fun to engage with people. It is always a surprise when people think you are Mia. Like, yes. When they talk to me, like, oh, Mia. And I was like, oh, it's, well, yeah, I guess. I got stopped in the street twice in one day.
Oh, I know. I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, months ago. Yeah. So that was interesting.
That's hilarious. All right. So besides acting and creating, You are also the senior video producer at iOne Digital for Madam and Hello Beautiful. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
How has that experience been? Because I know I've seen you interview Esther Dean. I know you've
done
great interviews. How has that been?
It has been, like, I've been there almost 2 months, and it feels like I've been there longer. There's so much that I do in a week. So it's been such a learning experience when it comes to what to produce full time around the clock. My Esther Dean was my first interview, and that was my first week at work.
Wow.
And it was just like, I mean, yeah, literally these things were moving just fast, and I was just thrown into it. And I've taken the lessons, and I've rolled with the punches, and, you know, I've grown a lot in the last 7 weeks, and I've had a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to do this full time.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait for more interviews.
Yes, there'll be more and more shows,
All right. So the last question, which is a question I always like to ask people, as the last one, what is next for you?
So that's an immediate. They can expect with my roomie to come out next year. The goal is for it to be out within the first 3 months of next year. I won't set the date till I actually know what that looks like, mm-hmm. but they can expect that. There's going to be a lot more content that I'm going to have produced coming out of you know, my position at iOne. So you can expect to see a lot more content from me, which is really cool. Independently, I am also producing a play, Mama's 19, that comes out next week, actually. So you can expect to see that. I have some other things that I'm working on down the pipeline. It's going to be an exciting rest of the year, and I hope that everyone joins me on the ride.